Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. From now until Tuesday, get 20% off when you use the promo code NFCBEAST. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford. I am coming to you from Newcastle upon Tyne, northeast coast of England. Today is Friday, September the 23rd. We are here to give you a Lock Dog Total Turbo episode for the MLB slate on Saturday, September the 24th. And joining me is Mr. Dylan Rockford. Dylan, hello again. How are you?
Hi. Well, second time. How's it going, Malcolm? Good to be with you.
Yeah, for the second time, I failed to press any of the required buttons in order to record and broadcast this episode. So me and Dylan have done this once already. Just no one else was listening. I did this two Fridays ago as well, Dylan, when we did this. In my defense, I think what it is, I've been to work. It's Friday night. What time is it now? It's 11:30. So
yeah.
So I've been to work. I'm a little bit tired and emotional. I poured myself a little ginger wine and I'm just getting ready to go to bed. So if I fail to press the correct buttons, then you can't hold me responsible. I'm also entirely useless as well, which is a problem. Weekend coming up tomorrow. We were just talking a little bit of NFL off air. I was telling you how terrible a start I was having to my season. I was all in on the Steelers last night. I mean, where was your money last night? What went on?
Yeah, I was on the Steelers. I was on the under. The under killed me too, the last second touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
That hurt me, but I did hit on Najee Harris anytime touchdown. So got a little plus money, but other than that, Steelers killed me.
Yeah, that was an all-time bad beat. I saw there was a lot of DFS teams that got knocked down from like $27,000 to $75 with a Cleveland Brown defensive touchdown. I mean, on the flip side, people have gone up as well. So it's not like it's an all-time good win for some people as well. They'll be telling that story. England lost in the football to Italy tonight. The USA lost to Japan as well. We've got the World Cup around the corner. Hopefully I'm going to do some World Cup stuff here on the pod. But so on the weekend, we know that myself and Dylan, Noah Moon, I fall a bit short of time. Like you say, everyone's working and stuff. And we know the listeners have less time to consume a full slate of our waffles. So we go with a little Lock Dog Toll episode where we'll pick out the highlights and we'll give you one from each of those categories. So, Dylan, and this was a weird old card. I couldn't quite get my head around a lot of the games. There's some good stuff and some bad stuff. It's been a weird couple of weeks because you were just saying that you feel like a lot of the playoff places have been decided. It's kind of the wild card spots. And then some little things like which way around the Mets and the Braves are going to go. But there's not really that much to play for, that much up for grabs, is there?
No, not at all. And I think some teams on the bottom are just trying to play spoiler at this point. Like you said, there's only a few teams really fighting for a position. So I don't know. It, for me, like I was telling you, it's just been kind of tough handicapping the lower lesson under the teams. For example, like Washington Nationals, it's a boring game because they don't really have anything to play for, but you could still make money off of it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, something's going to win. And, total is going to be one or the other of over or under. So there's something in there, and that's our job, Dylan. We need to keep it. We need to keep grinding, and we need to fetch these winners out. So I'll give you carte blanche here to start anywhere you like. What's your first pick?
Since we're starting with totals, let me give you a total, and that's exactly where I'm going in the Nationals Marlins game. I'm going to go under 7, a little chalky at minus 125. I made my line 6.1. I think Sandy Alcantara at home has been phenomenal this year. 8-4, 167 ERA against Washington this season. He's faced them 4 times, 3-0 with a no decision. He has a 0.84 ERA, and batters are only hitting 200 off of him. I think just Washington, they're struggling to score runs right now. I think Alcantara could really limit them. So Miami, we've talked about it before, they're a pitcher's ballpark. So I think we get a low-scoring game. I'm going to go under 7 for my total.
I mean, we've joked earlier in the season that if you see Miami on that slate, the total next to it is always 7. Doesn't matter who they're playing. I mean, I've streamed Braxton Garrett tonight in a game that starts just about any second as we speak against the Nationals. Just not because I like Braxton Garrett, but just anyone against the Nationals. And we talked on the pod a little bit last night with Noah about fading Josiah Gray because he looks like his arm's about to fall off. But yeah, this could finish 0-0. I mean, if that was a thing, this could easily finish 0-0. The thing is, Miami probably should get 2 or 3 runs off Fedi, and that should probably be enough because, yeah, it's going to be one of these ugly games, and that's how we've handicapped the whole series. But yeah, the 7 for Miami is there for a reason. And absolutely agree with you there. The play I've gone to, I tried to pick a few pictures that I liked, and I chopped and changed quite a lot. And then in the end, I stuck to my guns because I was talking myself out of stuff that I had no business. I wanted to keep the faith with the things that I picked. So I'm going to take an under as well. The game is the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds, where it makes sense that we have Corbin Burnes going for the Brewers. One of their premium pitchers. But then Graham Ashcraft is back for the Reds. Graham Ashcraft, who got quite a lot of airtime in kind of June or July when we were recording the show. I think Moonaf picked up some Rookie of the Year tickets on him as well. And he was going along okay. Then he kind of fell off a cliff and has been injured. I'll start with Burnes. You know what you're going to get with Burnes. He's 3-12 on the season. However, he's been struggling a little bit lately. His last 5 starts, he's got a 5.29 ERA. He has faced some tricky opposition. I think Cincinnati are the team to take advantage of for him. He's 2.83 on the road, so no problem with him there. Ashcraft is making his first appearance since August the 19th. Before that, like I say, he struggled a little bit before he went in the IL, but he had a really good stretch in sort of June and the early part of August. He was 3-2 with a 3.56 home ERA. His home ERA is an entire point better than it is on the road. So last night's game I watched, it was Hunter Green against Brandon Woodruff, and that game looked very, very similar to me. It's not a secret that I've been out on the Milwaukee Brewers bats over the last, well, probably 6 weeks or so now. The Brewers won that game 5-1. And this, to me, just looks a really similar setup. You're going to get Burnes will be able to hold the Reds in check, just like you've talked about Alcantara doing with the Nationals. And I think Graham Ashcraft at home against this fairly weak Brewers lineup that I'm not really keen on. I think he can perform quite well. And again, I think the Brewers can win, but it might be something like 4-1, 5-1, like the Thursday night game. So yeah, under for me in that one, Dylan.
Yeah, I like the under. I set my total at 7.6. I agree with the whole thing. You know what you're going to get with Corbin Burnes. Also, you have 7-mile-an-hour winds blowing in. I think that will help you as well. And the Reds, they're just not scoring runs. They've gone under this number in 5 straight. I love this play. I would go under as well.
Yeah, the Reds had quite a lot of base runners last night and never turned it into anything. Okay, so next, are you going to give us your dog of the day, Dylan?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going to go. I'm going to go my dog of the day, and that's going to be Guardians on the run line, plus 135. It's Cal Quantra day, Malcolm. You know I'm high on this kid. Since the All-Star break, the Guardians have won 13 of his 14 starts. I don't know what it is, but no matter how many times or how many runs he gives up, the team just rallies for him. So in three of his four starts on the road, the Guardians have covered that run line as well. So the Guardians, they're 8-2 in their last 10. I think they're the hotter team. They're playing hot at the right moment. So I can't back Glen Otto either. He's unreliable at home, over a 6.11 ERA at home. So I think the Guardians crush him. Give me them on the run line, plus 135.
Yeah, myself and Noah talked about Cleveland last night on the show because Cleveland are pretty much an auto bet for me at the minute in any 100%. Situation because they just find a way of getting it done. And they, even if they wrap this division up, we talked last night that the kind of team who were just thriving off winning. I don't think they want to start resting players. I don't think they want to start tinkering with a lineup and worrying about the postseason. They just want to keep doing what they're doing because everything, they've been such a good story this season. They really were. Everyone was very low on them at the start of the season. And then this hasn't happened by accident. They've played really good, competitive, and hard-nosed baseball, the Cleveland Guardians. Texas are incredibly bang average. I'm not sure Glen Otto is even that good. So, yeah, Cleveland are an auto pick for me. So, Cleveland on the run line there for Dylan. I've gone a little bit off the wall here for my dog. It's a big one. It's plus 170. And it's going to be the Colorado Rockies. It's home to the San Diego Padres in Yu Darvish. Chad Kuhl is the pitcher for the Rockies. He has a 3-3 home record. He's got a 5.06 ERA, which is high, but you can add the Coors Field inflation onto that. I was just looking at this. I mean, for a start, this looks like an obvious over. But that kind of plays into my handicap a little bit because this is going to be a shootout. In three of those recent games, the team won 10-7, lost 10-7. And then lost 7-6. So there's millions of runs kicking about. Darvish has been good recently. However, his Coors Field record isn't very good. Three of his four appearances, I think he's had two for the Padres and two for the Cubs. He's gone for four earned, and five earned. The Padres have won the last five games that Darvish is pitching. So I'm expecting a little bit of regression as well. And I know although I'm saying this is going to be a shootout in high score, and the Padres haven't really scored an awful lot of runs. They scored a 12 in the last six, but apart from that, there's a six in there, and then there's a 2-0, a 1, and a 2. The Rockies are still above 500 at home, 40-38. And the Padres' road record, just having a look, I've got it written down. I don't know if I've written it down correctly or otherwise. Yeah, so they're 43-35 on the road. This just looks like a shootout. And I thought the more runs that were scored here, the more Colorado are going to be in the game. This could finish something like 8-7. It's just going to be a crazy one. And I wasn't convinced about Yu Darvish's record in Coors Field. So, yeah, Colorado at home are always live. I don't care who they're playing. So this looked like a decent spot at plus 170 for a pizza bet.
Yeah, I agree, Malcolm. I only made the Padres a minus 180 favorite. And I think you're right. I agree with the over as well. I made my total 11.4. So I think as the runs continue to pour in, I think it gives Colorado a little more confidence. And I know they've lost four in a row, but they got to win one of these games. You know, they got to come
exactly.
back. And I think at home, this is a perfect spot. I think you're right. I think regression may be coming for Darvish, and especially on the road. If you want to fade Darvish, it's on the road. So I like this bet.
Yeah, Darvish has been going along a little bit too well because it's never really that straightforward with him. So, yeah, we'll get him beat tomorrow, no problem. Before we get on to our locks for the show, WinBet is our headline sponsor here. It's the perfect time to join. If you bet $100, you get a $100 free bet. The casino is open 24 hours as well, 100% deposit up to $1,000. WinBet is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WinBet has their own same game parlay feature. Load to choose from. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. T's and C's at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you're someone who knows has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Okay, then in lock time, what did you find for us?
Yeah, for my lock, I'll go out to the Braves-Phillies matchup, Malcolm. Hurts me to say, but I do like the Braves here on the money line. Minus 134, I think it's a good price for just a much better pitcher and better team, in my opinion. Kyle Wright for the Braves has been dominant. The Braves have won 7 games straight where he started and 4 straight on the road. So I think we're getting a discounted price with the better pitcher. And I know they've lost 2 in a row, so maybe that's why the number's not as high as it should be. The Braves, they're fighting for the division against the Mets. I think this is a good spot for them to get right. Bailey Falter, he did just lose to the Braves last week. So I think the Braves are going to get this shit rocking again. So I'm going to take them on the money line for my lock.
This has probably been the most fun series of the week to handicap, actually. We had Fried against Suarez last night. Suarez got the win for my fantasy team. Hasn't done me any favors, to be honest. I'm still miles behind in all the categories, but yeah, 1-0 win there. And then before that, Atlanta got turned over against Washington 3-2. So this Atlanta offense has been stuttering a little bit. And then tonight, the game that's happening on Friday night, Jake Odorizzi and Aaron Nola, looks like a good spot for Philly. Now, saying that, this does look a good spot for Atlanta. So look, I think Philly will take the Friday night game, and Atlanta look primed to take the Saturday night game and keep the Mets on the toes. Yeah, so it was a decent pick. What price was that, Dylan?
I got it at minus 134. I made them a minus 180 favorite.
Oh, wow. So a full half point in your favor. Yeah, absolutely. My lock, and again, I danced around this because this is a plus money price. I've got plus 120 here. But again, I thought about finding something short. Shall I go and find a minus 140 short? And I just thought, no, bollocks, come on, let's back your judgment here. In the same way that I've got Cleveland on auto pick, I've got Minnesota on auto fade. Mm. So I'm going to take the LA Angels behind Reed Detmers to overturn Minnesota and Joe Ryan at that price of plus 120. Reed Detmers has got a 4.65 ERA in his last five. He's faced really tough opposition. He's a strikeout prop for Detmers looked interesting to me. Through July and August, he had 8 games in a row where he had 6 or more strikeouts. That's dropped off recently. He's had a couple of 3s and a 5. So I think that line could be something along the lines of 4.5 or 5. And I think Depes can strike out a few teams. Minnesota appear, they're like Dr. Minnesota at the minute. They will fix all your problems. If you've got anything wrong, go and visit Minnesota. They'll sort you out. They just look out of it. They're absolutely hopeless. They look devoid of any kind of enthusiasm. KC, we've backed KC against them all week, and I think they've cashed forwards at plus 140, plus 25. We had the team ride when for the Queen on Monday when everybody took KC to turn them over. The only little drawback is Joe Ryan is probably the only pitcher that I'd take at the minute for Minnesota, and he goes tomorrow. He's been in decent form. He really has. 2.73 in his last five. He's got a 2.85 home ERA. However, the stat that got me was in 4 games against AL West opposition, he's got a 5.68 ERA, and he's lost all 4. He's faced Seattle twice. He's faced Houston and Texas and got turned over in all of them. And to be able to win this game, you need some run support, and I just can't see where it's coming from. I really like Reed Detmers. I think he's going to finish strong. He's probably got 2 or 3 starts left this season, and I'll be looking for him to kick on next season as well. So, a bit of a maverick player for my luck, plus 120, but it's an auto fade of Minnesota more than anything else. Give me the Angels, Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the nail on the head. The only person I would back on Minnesota is Joe Ryan at this point. Angels, their road record does scare me a little. You know, they don't play really good on the road. They're 31-44 on the road. But like you said, the Twins just got swept by the Royals. That's sad. So, to be honest, I made this game a minus 140 favorite. So I would need a little better of a price. But I like if money continues to come in on them, maybe you'll get a better price in the morning. So that's how I kind of see
it. Yeah, absolutely, mate. I feel confident about this. Like I say, I was dancing around and I thought I'm just going to stick to my guns. And
neck on the line, and we'll get some plus money winners in the bank tomorrow. A big weekend, Dylan. What's happening over there? You're getting stuck into it's college football, your thing?
Yeah, I like college football. I bet it. I don't really analyze it too much like I do football and baseball. I like college basketball. I'm more of a college basketball guy.
So what's happening this weekend? Are you just kicking back?
Yeah, just kicking back, watching some NFL. Yeah, me and Munaf are going to do an NFL podcast on Sunday night. So for Monday night football. So make sure you guys go check that out as well.
Yeah, nice one. There's no EPL this weekend. It absolutely it makes my teeth itch when there's no EPL. It's international weekend. So I said it earlier, England were playing tonight. Just means there's no football there. We go on a Saturday and my brain and my body are just in football mode. And then there's nothing. There's no, and it really annoys me. But I'm looking forward to NFL on Sunday. I feel like I'm due at NFL Sunday night. Week one, I was in Vegas, which was a blur. I worked last Sunday, so I missed everything. So this is the first time week three on Sunday night is where I can get in my grumpy chair, get the red zone on, put 10 zillion bets on and a load of DFS teams and see what turns up. So I'm looking forward to that for the first time this week on Sunday. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Short and sweet this one. Like we say, we know we haven't got time to consume as much stuff on a weekend. So appreciate everybody listening. The usual places for all your bets is all the college football and all the NFL stuff you will ever need is over on the website or get in the Discord group as well. Apart from that, Dylan, thanks for joining me. Have a lovely weekend, sunshine. Everybody else, good luck with your bets. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Sunday night to unpick what's happened this weekend and talk about the Monday games. And until then, we will see you down the road. Cheers.